The pharmaceutical industry is a complex and fascinating field. It takes countless of people to bring a high-quality product to the market. In the Qualitox podcast, I bring to you leaders, experts, and innovators who will share their experiences and explain to us how they do it. Welcome to the Qualitox podcast. I'm Eyal Kugler, your host, and my guest today is Shoab Malek. Shoab is a pharmaceutical consultant and a GMP auditor. Shoab is located in India. India is the biggest generic manufacturer in the world and in general a huge player in the pharma industry. We're going to discuss with Shoab how the coronavirus situation and the lockdown influence the life in India and the pharmaceutical manufacturing. And we will discuss how this situation will affect the rest of the world. Hello, Shoab.
Hello.
Welcome to the Qualitox podcast. It's great to have you on the show, and it's a very interesting time. You are located in India, and you're very informed about what is going on there with the pharmaceutical industry and in general with the Indian corona situation. And it would be really amazing to talk to you and to hear what's going on in India, how it will impact the world, because India is the biggest generica market in the world. 20% of all the medication and the generica come from India. And we also know that China plays a big role in India's manufacturing. And you wrote a great publication about it, which I read and found it great. And I will leave a link to it later. So before we start with the pharma, let's talk a bit about the situation in India, how the people are doing, how are you doing?
Yeah, it is a tough time for all of the people in India, because from last 25th day here in India, it is a lockdown situation. So people are not allowed to work there. People are not allowed to move in the market. People are not allowed to travel from one location to another location. So it is a very tough time for all the Indians in the pandemic situation of COVID-19. In terms of economic loss, that India is facing $4.5 billion per day loss to the economy. As I know that almost 53% of industries are directly affected due to this lockdown and due to this coronavirus. And other than that, industries are working from work from home, but they are also indirectly affected a lot due to this coronavirus. All these in situation in India, it is under control. We can say that government has taken a lot of measures. Government has taken a lot of steps to save the people, to stop this coronavirus, and to grow the economy and to serve, to fulfill the requirements of all these people. So Indian government has issued a 50 billion package to all these Indian people for their medical, for their food. And for poor people, they are allotting some money on weekly basis to survive their routine life. But in terms of healthcare and pharma sector, that Indian government has issued a $2.4 billion package for healthcare and pharma sector to survive their small manufacturing sites, to survive their production, to give a salary to their employees and all.
India has extended the lockdown until 3rd May.
3rd May, yeah. Extended its lockdown up to 3rd May. And during this second half of this lockdown from 14th April, that Indian government is quite strict about this location where hotspot is detected for this coronavirus. But other than that, with respect to economical sites and some essential services, they allowed some services for routine life as a manufacturing site. They allowed pharmaceuticals to run their production with 100% staffs and 100% efficiency. They allowed also some essential services of medical devices, healthcare sectors, plastic packaging manufacturers, some food industries, for their routine operations.
It's very interesting how India is dealing with the crisis. They have initiated the full lockdown quite quickly, and they're more harsh there than many other countries. And it seems to work, because in India there are about 10,000 cases,
yes,
as far as I know. And in comparison to the huge population.
In
India, it's considerably small number, so it seems to work. So you believe it's because of the lockdown?
Yeah, that Indian government has taken measures of this lockdown when India has only, I think, around 250 cases in India. Then Indian government has declared a 21 days lockdown from 24th of March to 14th April for 21 days. During these 21 days, they have also instructed people for their social distancing, to not move in the market or not travel from one location to other. Even though they have stopped all public transport in India, and we can say due to this lockdown, in terms of population and in terms of numbers of COVID-19, India is under control. Even though that WHO data has declared on 15th of April that if this lockdown was not there in India, we might have 8.1 lakh cases in place of this 10,000. So this 10,000 number is said that we are under control, and the extension of this lockdown will help us a lot. And we hope that this all situations will be normalized from this 3rd May or as a routine.
So I really hope so. Fingers crossed. So
yes.
You mentioned WHO. So it's quite interesting. There are developments in the world where Trump has cut the American support. And what's your thought on it? Because it's quite interesting. From one side, the American government claims that the WHO didn't do enough, distributed information where they asked people not to buy masks, not to wear masks, and they ask only people who feel that they have symptoms to wear masks.
Right.
And the question if it didn't make the situation worse, and they should have handled differently, because the American CDC came with a different claim and they ask everybody to wear masks. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think there is some understanding that Indian government and Indian people mentality is believing in social culture and social life. Where there is a social life, that people are believing that there is a no tension of or no worries about that economic side. But where in, like, I can say that US or some other countries are focusing on commercial life on and their economical life. So they are believing, they are not worrying about their social lives. They also think, they only think about their commercial life and their economical life and their routine lifestyle. So some difference is there, that Indian government is believing that social life is more important than economical sides. That our previous president of the RBI governor has also said that it is a worst scenario since independence in India. So it is also that we can say that government has taken a measures, WHO supports, and government with this people support of India, government is responsible for this taking of this decision, and he is taking a good decision, that we can say.
So the good decision was to do the lockdown as soon as there were suspicions that it was a pandemic,
right?
So again, it's great to see that India has the coronavirus under control, and I see that the curve has flattened there for a long time now, and it's amazing. Let's talk a bit about the influence of the coronavirus on India, because India has it under control, but it has it under control through a lockdown. What does it mean for the pharmaceutical industry right now, and how China plays a role in it? Because we know that India gets many of the supply from China.
China, yeah. I can say that on some of research data, and even global data has proven that Indian pharmaceutical industry, that 90 to 95% of Indian pharmaceutical industries are dependent on China import, China import in India. Some of the excipients, some of the API, and some of the key starting material are imported into India in a very huge amount from China. So Indian pharmaceutical industries is very badly affected from this pandemic situations. From pharmaceutical export side, that people is facing a lot of crisis, lot of loss in their business since last 21 days. Even though I can say that since last 3 months, India is facing problems with this China shutdown, because China has declared its shutdown in January 23rd. So from 23rd of January, India is facing problem from their import sites, and Indian government has declared some packages, but these packages is not enough for that, because the raw material is required from their side. So due to the unavailability of this raw material, API, and some of the key ingredients, Indian pharmaceutical is affected badly. I can say an Indian regulatory authority is already declared that 57 number of API for antibiotics, vitamins, and minerals, and some generic products is out of stock in India. And due to this out of stock in India, India is facing, Indian manufacturers are facing problem in their manufacturing. And due to the unavailability of this material, and due to the closed off import from China, the drug prices are hiked double, or in some of the products, I can say it is tripled. So some good examples that I have, that azithromycin and ibuprofen is imported from China in a very huge amount. Ibuprofen, that Indian manufacturers are 95% of Indian manufacturers are import this as ibuprofen from China and Hebei. So ibuprofen prices, azithromycin prices, and paracetamol prices are hiked doubled in last 2 months.
What is the reason for that, that India imports so much raw material, critical raw material, start material from China?
That the main reason is that capacity of Indian manufacturers are not that much of to fulfill the routine production. And the second thing is that economical part. China is importing their all raw materials, including API and all, in very economical rate. So it is very easy to use in their finished pharmaceutical products to reduce their cost and to reduce their drug prices.
We see that now there is a huge impact because of this practice of sourcing all the products from China. Do you see some strategic change, strategic thinking in the future to make more homemade production to avoid, right, to avoid such cases in the future?
Yeah, that Indian government since last 6 months is focusing on one idea that initiated by our Honorable Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi, that he has also discussed with some pharma giants and some many reputed organizations management staff, that he has given a one concept that make in India. So he is allowing to Indian manufacturers with permission and with economical support and with R&D support, that you just developed all this product in India and start manufacturing in bulk in India, so that the dependency on China, we can close it. So Indian government is also giving a fund for R&D and all this R&D to all these manufacturing companies, in terms of permission, in terms of their economical and FDA support. India is providing the support for this Make in India concept, for especially for pharmaceuticals, that Indian government has raised some fund to initiate their research and development in India and to start the production as early as possible.
What is the situation right now in India in regard to drug manufacturing? So you said there is a problem getting the raw materials, but on the other hand, the pharmaceutical companies are allowed to work in full capacity. So how does it come together right now?
Problems in terms of there are so many problems, not only the raw material. There is only a problem with their labor staff and this skilled staff. Because due to this condition is very pandemic, that employees and their families are not allowing to go there on job. Even though there is some transportation issues is also there, public transport is not available. So many of these skilled people and labor people, those who are living around the company in terms of 25 to 50 kilometers are not able to go there on their job because they do not have any transportation mode for this routine life. So Indian pharmaceutical companies are also facing problem with their skilled staff as well as labor staff. So there is a permission to run their production on full phase. But even though they are not able to run their production on full phase, so many of the Indian pharmaceutical companies has started production in only single shift because of this shortage of manpower, shortage of skilled and labor manpower and raw material. And even I can say the shortage of packaging materials also.
Why is there a shortage in packaging material? Is it also imported from China?
Yeah, for packaging granules, that plastic granules, it is also imported from China and some other countries like Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is a hub of this oil and gas industry. So many of the plastic granules are imported from this Qatar, China and Saudi. But due to the close of this India lockdown in India, so manufacturers are not getting these raw materials or plastic virgin granules for manufacturing of their plastic containers like jars and bottles and containers and all. Even though in terms of this foil, alu foil or strip packing material is also not available in India. With respect to small organization, those many major pharma players like Zydus, Cadila, Torrent, Alkem, those who have their materials in stock, they are not affected of that much in terms of their mid and small pharmaceutical industries. But in terms of the small pharmaceutical industries are facing a problem with this packaging materials, shortage of raw materials and shortage of their skilled manpower.
In your opinion, how long can the production go on with the supply that the companies have?
That as per that Indian regulatory agencies, those who have stocks of this China API and raw materials, they are able to run their production for their next 6 months. 3 to 6 months for some of the products. But for some routine products, they do not have their own API or they do not have stock of some excipients as well. In case of API industries are also affected very bad because for preparation or for manufacturing of API, they do not have their key starting material from China. Because the China is a huge player to import their key starting materials in India. Even some of the key starting materials are manufactured in China only. So India is totally dependent for that of KSM, key starting material.
So far we have the raw material problem supply. Second right. Problem, we have the skilled worker situations that cannot come to work.
Right.
And it means that even though they are allowed to manufacture in full capacity, they cannot do it because they have materials shortage and the skilled people cannot come to work to do their job. What about the logistics? Can they still ship the product at all?
Yeah, at this point that after 20th of April, Indian government will give some permission to transportation to transport these finished goods from manufacturing site to the port.
But not yet.
Not yet, yes. Mm-hmm. So many of these small and mid-level organizations are also facing problems with shortage of space in their finished good. They have manufactured enough finished goods for their storage capacity. But due to the unavailability of this transportation, they cannot ship their products to the market, to the export, or to the domestic sites. So one of the reasons for hold or to stop their production is also that they do not have enough space to store their finished goods in FG. So in terms of logistics, that air cargo is totally closed since 24th of March. That Indian government has given some essential services part to the pharmaceuticals. So they will allow to export their goods to other countries by air from 20th of April.
You say that for now the borders are closed, but soon the Indian government will allow products to be shipped abroad. So the question is there a priority to distribute the drugs in India before shipping abroad?
Yeah, for India, that Indian government has banned 26 products. 26 products, those products which are indirectly or directly used in a treatment of this COVID-19 is banned for export. So these 26 products will not be exported from India since the next instruction from government. But other than these 26 products, that manufacturers will start to export from this 20th April or after the next instruction from the government. But these essential drugs which we are using in treatment of COVID-19, that we can say that one of the known drug is hydroxychloroquine, is banned to export from India.
What are your prediction for now for the market? So there are a lot of drug companies in India, some small players, some big players, but probably a lot, hundreds of small companies that also manufacture generic drugs. What will be the impact on those companies in the short and long run?
In the long run, that I can say they required at least 6 months to settle down their conditions from normal. Because the small companies are facing a financial crisis because due to the stoppage of this export, stoppage of this transportation for domestics, their financial cycle is stopped. So many of these small players are not that much of financially strong to fulfill the salary of their employees and their laborers. And even though they are also facing some financial crisis with raw material sites and finished goods sites, so they have started to cost cutting from the employee side. They also started cost cutting from their production sites and their some other measures they have taken. So it is a very, very tough time for small manufacturers to survive.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect also bankruptcies from some companies?
Some companies, yes, there is issues.
That's of course not good at all, and I hope that the packages from the government help them survive this crisis.
Right, yes. Indian government is helping in these situations, and they have issued some packages for the small manufacturers and some mid-level manufacturers for survive. But even though for their normal fledge of production and the normal to fulfill their production capacity and their production volume, they are not able to survive in terms of volume because the inventory of these manufacturing sites is piled up day by day because they are running their production in a single shift. But the output of this single shift production is not that much to survive and to give the salary of these employees and laborers and to full pay the material for payment for these raw materials and all.
I know that in Europe and in the whole world, many people are panicking because they are counting on the Indian drug supply. So what are your predictions on this right now?
Yeah, there is a lot of drugs which are exported from India to worldwide, which is in a bulk quantity. And it is used in the world by people in many terms on a daily basis. On some of the bulk manufacturers are manufacture their products in bulk and sending to their client in US or Europe for repackaging. And this after repackaging, these clients or this seller are distributing their drugs to the Walmarts. And I can, this is about the over-the-counter products. So it is also a shortage of this over-the-counter product in US and Europe. So it is a very tough situation for them also. But as Indian government has banned this all over-the-counter products in India, so it will take time for their next export because government is not allowed at any means to export such drugs from India. So till the next instruction, manufacturers are waiting to export them. But in terms of panic, that Indian manufacturers, Indian people or around the world people, those who are dependent on this China, India generic drugs, they are panic now. In terms of that, we can say that manufacturers will take at least 3 to 6 months to normalize their exports as routine as in past. So they will require 6 months at least to survive and to start their export in a bulk quantity as routine.
And what are your thoughts about the quality of the product right now? Do you have some concerns about the quality of the production, quality of the raw material that is in shortage, quality of the raw material during the transport that is being stopped?
That in terms of quality, that for import side, that government has taken measures that whatever the consignment received from China, that Indian port authority or Indian port handling officers are putting this all China consignment for 14 days quarantine period. And they are analyzing this material at their port site also. And after finding that this material is within compliance, they release this consignment to the manufacturer. So in terms of import side, that government as well as the manufacturers are taking care of this analysis side, and some of the Indian regulatory agencies has given the instruction that to analyze these materials for all these tests in their in-house or from outside laboratories to check their quality at the very high level. And in terms of transport, that I come to the know that some of the consignments are with transporters due to the this lockdown, declare of this lockdown on immediate basis. Many of the transporters are holding the raw materials and finished goods in their godown. But there is a concern of quality on this side, because these godowns, transport godowns, does not have the environment condition, and they are not aware with the quality sites, with their storage conditions, cleaning sites, their handling and all. So such type of consignments, those who have in their transports, they were notified by government that please take a look of these consignments from your side, take back from your side. Now again assure the quality level, and then after you can dispatch. So Indian governments has interfered, and state government and state FDA has interfered in such of the consignments, and they have given the instruction to the owner of this material to check the quality level again and to resend the clients.
It's the same also for Europe and the rest of the world who buy from China. They should consider that this material may have been stopped, has been standing in the sun for many, right, many days. So they should test it for the full monograph.
Yeah, that some of the big pharma companies and some of the experts has said that don't depend on the manufacturer's COA for your quality level. Check all these quality parameters at your own laboratory or at your own in-house laboratories. Or if you do not have this facility to test this parameter at your in-house laboratory, then send this sample to outside contract laboratory and complete assure that this material is safe and quality.
So Shwabe, thank you very much for sharing all this information. I cross my fingers for the people in India and for the manufacturers, the pharmaceutical manufacturers that do such a great job during those hard times. I hope that soon everything will go back to normal, but we need to prepare for tough times in the near future because of the shortage of the drugs from India, from the whole world, and we need to brace ourselves and support each other in the pharmaceutical world and in every other situation. So thank you very much again.
Thank you, sir.
For coming and talking about this very important issue.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to discuss with you on this topic.
Thank you for watching, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of the QualiTalks podcast and you found it informative. If you did, consider subscribing and sharing it with your peers. Stay compliant and see you in the next one.